מילה בזמנה דוחה שבת. We also learned that Maran holds one mohel to do the whole process. Shouldn't split up the milah to have one do the milah and one do the peri'ah. The machshirei milah in perek yud bet halakha mem dalet brings a case of Reuven that was a mohel. He had a milah on Shabbat. He did the milah, he did the peri'ah. But he wasn't able to do the metzitza because he had an infection in his mouth. So the question is now, is Shimon allowed to make the metzitza, even though making a metzitza generally is drawing blood, which would be asur on Shabbat, and he wasn't the mohel, he didn't do the mitzvah. So the Hakam writes here, Hakam Eliyahu Shammah Levi, that since if they don't make metzitza on the child, it can bring him to sakana. So therefore, it's pikuach nefesh. So therefore, even another mohel or a motzeitz is able to come in and make the necessary mitzitza. However, he says, if the first mohel knew going in that he's not going to be able to make the mitzitza, he needs kapara. Because he shouldn't have done the milah knowing that he's not going to be able to finish the entire process. And then he says, "Mekom akom de eli shede uven amohel sarichu lechapara im yada kodem amilah she'enu yachol la'asot ha'metzitza." So that would be the halakha. So it is permissible for somebody else to step in and to make a mitzitza.